Yo, yo!
Yay, yay!
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of...
Oh, yeah!
Man, I was just about to compliment you. You still know the right buttons.
Dude, I think we just roll with it.
You gotta roll
it's
with it.
Another episode of... Oh, yeah! Which is otherwise known as...
Yeehaw, Doug! Yeehaw, Doug!
Otherwise known as...
Supdates!
There we go. Supdates. It's been a while. It's been exactly 3 months since our last Supdates. We are convicted to get better at this podcasting thing. Just, man, I got taco chips stuck in my mouth.
Work it out.
Yeah, I'm working it out. We're going to use the excuse of we just have a lot going on, but that's not a good excuse. That's lame.
Yeah.
So both Supdates and Boss Status have kind of been pushed to the side because there's been so much stuff going on. Like, as I said on the last episode, Q2 of 2024 was our most ambitious quarter ever. And a lot of that stuff has come to light, and there's probably one or two other big drops before the end of the year that you guys are, that we've been working on throughout the year that have been just consuming us, really. So we are committed to getting better on that. We even think we might bring back Ask the Boss.
I really like Ask the Boss. But so do we do it in a separate, or do we start doing Ask the Boss updates compiled together? I think we do a little bit of that.
That's like what open that, up to the original questions. Ask the Boss. Got split into Supdates and Boss Status. And then occasionally we would sprinkle all in and Ask the Boss in the Boss Status episode.
Doug, see, I think our following is what it is today because of our 2020 Ask the Boss.
I think it's partially true. I mean, we broke the internet. We're going to push.
Yeah, we were doing green screen.
We're going to push
from dinosaurs.
POV to get on some green screen action here. Dude, those were ridiculous. If you guys ever have a chance, just search up Ask the Boss and look for the 2020 episodes. Specifically, I think there was a Star Wars. There was a...
It was the COVID era.
It was Jurassic Park. So, yeah, we were bored. Yeah, we were just really bored. Poor Bobby. It took him like 24 hours to edit those things. Like straight, like 24 hours of work. Not like one day of... not an 8-hour day for sure. So... We will get better at that. We're going to get back to podcasting more often. So is there anything we want to go over in this episode before we jump into the Supdates? Oh, you know what we didn't do? We didn't go live.
Oh, see, that's how rusty.
Do you have a podcast there, bro? I mean, podcast.
What did you just say?
Well, I'm having a stroke. Do you have a, you know what I mean? You know, one of those things that you put
tripod.
That you put a thing on?
The tripod.
Yeah, let's get this going.
Put your phone on focus mode. Do not disturb.
Do I need to do that? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a lock. Focus. Okay. Focus. We're going to focus here. Do not disturb. Oh, baby. All right. So we are going live. We are live. POV, you want to stick it in there? You can be in your own shoot. Say hi to POV.
Hi.
He's got a fresh outfit on. He's going to a rock concert tonight.
Yeah, I just want to touch your pants.
And a UFC fight tomorrow.
There you go. Oh, no, here we go. Perfect.
Oh, soccer. You're mixing it up these days.
Oh, here
we go. Little Lion King Broadway.
That's what you have when you have your new girlfriend. You do all these exotic things. All right, we're live. Supdates. We just gave the world of Supdates, the YouTube that will be going up, and the podcast, a little update on stuff, and we just committed to doing some more podcasting, but now we're live here, so if you guys have questions, you can throw them in there. But we will be running through all the brands and everything we have going on. But what else do you want to talk about today? Meat.
I don't know how you feel.
Meat
feeling?
Stick. I feel like this table's
low. How do you feel
low.
In today's world? This world of
man,
election
I'm just gonna,
year,
I'm
juice,
just,
and
I'm just tired of the idiocy that is in our country, and I really hope this country votes the right way.
Yeah. It's not going to fix all problems.
No, it won't.
But the current
problem. But it will help.
It will help us.
It will help. So we'll just leave it at that. We don't have to go too dirty deep in there. But
no, just open it up.
It's
the fun part.
Yeah, like 2020, we were getting saucy.
Yeah, we were pretty just...
saucing.
I'm pretty sure we had like a Trump 2020 flag we were flying at one point.
I think so.
Because the election
was... No, we definitely did.
We were locked down. It was an election year. Yeah, that's what was happening.
Yeah. What a year that was. What a year. Anyways, so we're here now. What about you? You got a newborn. When was she born? Oh, you had her. She's like 6 months old. Yeah, but now,
I don't know if I officially announced that on a podcast.
Oh, well, now I just did.
So we have a 5 month old now.
Yep.
And two babies. So Ryder and Kennedy, and our life is consumed.
Yeah.
It's good though. We're at that point where like she's like not a like a newborn anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so it's nicer.
She's actually giving back a little bit. She's got a little like, personality and
smiling and giggling and yelling.
That's
and,
fun.
Yeah.
Well, I've been consumed with football.
Coach.
Yeah, Nick. I started dreaming in like coach football plays. So I've never played competitive football. I was always a soccer player, baseball, swimming. And so, but I always played a lot of football. I loved it. I was just undersized. But so I took on the role of it's Jackson's first year playing tackle football. He played a lot of 7v7 and flag. And Griffin's also playing tackle. But we knew who his coach was going to be. And he's a good dude. And so we were like, I'm going to go help Jackson's team. So it's been fun. We have our first game next weekend. So that'll be interesting.
How you feeling? You feel nervous? Feel like the team.
I'll tell you what. We had our, it's called the Jamboree, which is like basically you have three scrimmage games back to back to back.
So how long are the
games? It's 10 minutes of offense, as many times as you can score. You keep getting the ball back from the 40, and then it's 10 minutes of defense. And you do that three times. So I looked at the head coach, and I was just like, man, I'm kind of nervous, you know, going in this. And he just laughed. He goes, yeah, me too. So we went 1-0-1, we went 1-1-1. Griffin's team went 2-0-1. So it was good. It was good. But we have I missed one practice for our manager's meeting this week, and we had a little bit of a scrimmage with another team, and I heard it was all just awful. So it is what it is. Yes, we had, and that day one person quit.
Nice.
The mom brought the uniform. Yeah, I just think this is just not for
it's
him.
Really not. Yeah, it's really not youth football unless somebody's quitting.
I mean, there are definitely, we probably have about, I'll be honest, four or five other kids that should quit.
I remember one year we had a hill. Like our coaches were big on the condition, and there was a hill. And
how many kids are crying on that hill?
I remember that year, like I remember a specific practice where at least two were done on the same day. Like I remember.
Apparently I missed it, but so our head coach is was a very high level wrestler. So he's used to conditioning and toughness and all that. So apparently after the scrimmage, I think he was pretty pissed. Jackson's like, he said a curse word in the huddle. He said the S word. I was like, we can't do jack shit or something like that. And he spelled it out the first time. And he's like, and the second time he said it. So we're going to have to bleep that one out just in case Jackson watches this. So apparently afterwards, he's like, the other coach told me, he's like, they ran for like, I don't know how long suicides. And there was like six or seven kids just crying that they were going to die. So it was interesting that I missed that practice. So anyways, yeah, I've been consumed with that. We got a lot of stuff going on with the brands. Anything else we need to get into before we get into it?
I think we get into it. I think we get into some, have we announced the IAPT?
Yes.
From here before?
Yes. On the last episode, we touched on it. Okay. So let's start there. Let's start with the
gyms.
Let's start with the gym. So we've been saying this for months. So we opened our second location back in March. It's absolutely crushing. It has surpassed this location already. New members coming every day. Feedback has been amazing. It's really building the community in Mooresville. We're going to continue to get a ton of members. But we are opening up the basement, the powerlifting area. We've been working on it for 6 months. It was supposed to be a six-week project. It turned into 6 months because it's quite an operation. So, Aaron, you were there filming today the metal stairs that they were installing. I don't know if we want to put that film out there. It was definitely not OSHA compliant when they were rigging that thing up. It was kind of ghetto, but they will be fully OSHA compliant when they're installed and welded. And basically, we're cutting a hole in the floor and building steel stairs going down to the basement. So it's going to be awesome. So we have a big expansion coming soon, which should be done here within the next month or so, realistically. So Grizzly Bear Designs, Jesse's coming back to paint at the end of the month. Then it's a quick drop of floor. And
what can a member expect out of the basement?
So right now, we only have one powerlifting, one flat bench upstairs and one squat rack. And no deadlift platform, which is unheard of for a gym. But we have so much badass equipment there that really no one complains because there's so much unique stuff there that people have never seen.
And then the powerlifters just haven't arrived yet.
Yeah, right. And so the basement, we're moving that one rack and the one bench down there and the incline bench that we have. And then we're doing like powerlifting, you know, fat pad benches. We're doing combo racks. We're doing four deadlift platforms, four squat racks. There'll be a four station down there. There'll be a flat incline, decline, regular bench. And there's a bathroom down there as well, is what we're putting in. So we'll have all that. We'll probably also have a little bit of, there's an Olympic lifting platform. There'll be bumper plates. There'll be calibrated plates. There will be probably an erg down there as well. So if people want
any machines,
if you want to be a CrossFit, maybe like a glute ham, something like that, but no, not really. Okay. None of the machines. It's all going
to
be free.
I was just curious if there was more room we needed to make upstairs.
No, all of it, pretty much all of it staying up. And then when we do that, we got three or four more Panada machines that we're going to put into the upstairs. So it's going to be a big, it's a big expansion, honestly.
Yeah.
So we got that going on. And then here we open Crush It Athletics and Physical Therapy, which has been a real blessing. There's Connor is our partner in that. And then he's completely filled already. Yeah. So we're hiring for another physical therapist already. But, you know, we're going to be very picky on who we hire. It's got to be a growth mindset, somebody who's really experienced working with athletes and even, you know, strength development and things like that, performance development, things like that. We've also added Garrett, who is our massage therapist here, who might develop into a strength coach for us as well. So that's really expanding. That's in our Statesville location. So we're looking to hire here for another location, and then hopefully for another position for a physical therapist. And then hopefully around the May, June timeframe, we're going to go and put one in Warsaw.
And for all you Coliseum members, your first evaluation at CIAPT is on the house. So you got to be a member. It's got to be your first evaluation. Oh, no.
I don't know if that screws up the audio.
We'll have to find out.
Well, I'll just end it. And then we can go back in.
So I don't understand. So the dude, so they must have.
I don't know. We're just going back in.
Three, two.
So yeah, so that's been awesome, and it's cool to see the physical therapy clients like out in the main gym, utilizing.
We're working on like trying to really get a little sample station going, so you get a little electro shred, but while you hit your PT work out.
We just got some really cool other recovery modalities in as well. Which we will eventually continue to
expand.
Have
you used those boots yet?
I have not used the compression boots and
all
that.
I had a little Tunski today, and he was using them on a client.
Yeah.
I got to get in those things.
Yeah, and get a nice little chair to sit on, too.
Yeah.
It'll be good. So that's been really good. Stores rocking and rolling. What else? Anything specifically going on with the stores?
Well, they're running a Labor Day weekend sale, which will be this.
Yeah, it'll be too late.
Posted,
it'll be too late for that. But I will say we are one announcement is we are we're working on a very, very comprehensive e-commerce site. So right now we just don't really focus on it for our stores. But with times changing and everything, we're gonna have a badass e-commerce platform to support our stores as well. So where you'll be able to get everything you get in the stores on our website, and you know, that'll be something you're going to want to be a part of, because we're going to have some amazing deals that will compete with the craziest deals in the industry.
And so, that will be live prior to Black Friday.
That hopefully will be live probably early October, if I had to guess. Yeah. The other thing is we are moving our Manassas Nutrition Corner location.
When does that happen?
The build out's going on now. So probably sometime in Q4, we'll basically shut down for 24 hours, make the change, and then reopen. And it's literally down the street. It's a shopping center right down. It's owned by the same landlord. The space we're in right now is just way too massive. And it just doesn't, it's not a great space. This is in a brand new shopping center. I mean, there's a ton of awesome businesses going in there. It's right next to the Texas Roadhouse that is
there's
in the front
LA
there.
Fitness.
LA Fitness. There's just a lot of stuff going on there. So it was better for us to move now that you're getting close to the end of our lease. So we're moving that and we're doing a full build out. We're going to change the build out a little bit, like doing epoxy floor instead of wood floor, doing some other cool stuff this time. So that's happening in Q4. I think that's it for the Nutrition Corners on the brand side. Let's knock out America. So we have Sleepy Joe. We only have a few units left. So if you haven't seen the Sleepy Joe, this is our nighttime sleep formula in a mint chocolate chip. The artwork is absolutely amazing on this. A lot of little details. Amazing formula that did really well for us. Like I said, I believe there's only like a couple hundred units left of this thing.
Like 111, almost to be exact.
Oh, wow. So that'll be gone here any day. So that was a big drop for us. Our next big drop on America is Election Day.
November 5th, 2024.
Election Day. Be on the lookout.
Why is Election Day always a Tuesday? Do you know?
I don't know why they chose Tuesday.
It's just an interesting fact.
I don't know. Just never thought about that.
Went up in my brain. Because I remember...
Yeehaw, Dick!
Right. So that is launching on Election Day. And then for Black Friday, I'll already spill the beans a little here. We won't show the artwork because it's incredible. Again, we're bringing back Stars and Pipes. That's our non-stim pre-workout to pair with the Red, White, and Boom. The labels came out so cool.
Never big enough.
Areolas. So that's the short of America, long and short of America.
They will be at the Olympia.
All five brands have massive walls at the Olympia. It's going to be kind of cool. They're all like 15-foot high walls, backdrops. All the brands, America, Mile Blocks, Arms Race, Unmatched, and Core. Let's jump to Mile Blocks. So Mile Blocks, we launched, and our flagship product, Loco, went out of stock like immediately. And there was some delays. So there was probably about 2-month delay where we didn't have any Loco. Well, it's finally back in stock, and it's now headquartered here in Statesville. So the cool thing about this is you can order basically all five brands from us, and it's coming from essentially the same spot. So if you're a retailer, that's super convenient for you. So when we launched the original Loco, there's four flavors, and we had Rainbow Haze was one of the flavors. Rainbow Haze had a rare label. It looks similar to this, but and one in every 12 units were those rare labels. This time we added another rare. So in addition to the 1 in 12 Rainbow Haze rare, ultra rare, we have a ultra rare in the Galactic Glow. And due to feedback, is it on here? No, it's not on here yet. The newer labels, there it is. Rainbow Candy, you'll actually see what the flavor is. This was a run of the labels from the first run. But you can see this is the regular Galactic Glow. And then this is the Ultra Rare, which is only 1 in 12. So some really cool artwork on these. Just a little bonus, a little kind of fun thing we did here. And these are available now. So Loco, this is a fully loaded pre-workout. It's loaded. It's awesome. We've had amazing feedback on flavors, performance. It's a huge scoop. It's like a 31-gram pre-workout. It's really good value, too. So that's live now. And then I will say we do have a Halloween exclusive. You know, Mile Blocks is known for the limited edition stuff. So we have a limited edition Halloween-themed Loco dropping in October, early October.
Early October.
Yeah. Early to mid-October, but before Halloween for sure. So that's the next thing, and then we're already gearing up for Black Friday on that. We're doing pretty cool stuff for Black Friday. So that is Mile Blocks Arms Race. So the last episode of this, we just talked about rebranding Arms Race, and it's out now. We didn't have the branding to show you then. It was kind of kept a secret. Feedback on the branding has been awesome. It looks incredible on a shelf. There's a lot of detail in here, a lot of Easter eggs in the artwork. Formulas are super affordable, but completely loaded. Every product in the performance area is $44.99, yet they're just completely stacked. We launched with three flavors of each of the three performance products. And then we just launched the Sour Blue Raz and all those. That's what you see here. Sour Blue Raz is one of my favorite flavors, so I'm glad we launched that. We also have, coming in the next month, we have, I would say 6 weeks, we have two new flavors of the Isolate. Let's say they're seasonal flavors. And then also, we have two new products dropping.
Yep.
We have Daily Amino and Replenish. Daily Amino is like an EAA product with some other goodies. The Replenish, which used to be our EAA product, is now our hydration product.
And a stick pack.
And I'm not going to give any more details than that because this hasn't really even been announced yet, but those are the next two performance products dropping for Arms Race. Pretty excited about that. The Replenish is awesome. I'm a huge fan of Hydrate right now.
This new branding.
Yeah.
I'm getting, so we're sending it out to a bunch of accounts and, getting good feedback. Like I've just got a text, like, I really like this branding. Can you give me sales deck? So
yeah,
new branding on point.
Yes, sir. Let's jump before we get into core. Let's jump into Unmatched. So Unmatched launched June 6th, I think. It's been kind of crazy, I'll be honest with you. We expected the brand to do really well out of the gate, but it's been a little bit overwhelming. It's been awesome. We just shipped a ton of product to Vitamin Shoppe nationwide. So that will be rolling out literally as this launches. You'll see it rolling out. I guess official launch date is like the 9th, but it's live. I mean, it's going live. It's live on their website.
It's on the shelves.
So again, that brand, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial colors. Everything's natural in that regard. So it's based on, so there's no like sucralose or Ace K or any of that in the flavoring. We nailed the flavors on this. It basically bridges the gap between biohacking and bodybuilding in a very short description. So we're really excited about the partnership. Chris and I are going to some Vitamin Shoppe. We're going to have a Vitamin Shoppe event September 16th from 4 to 6 at the East Rutherford, Jersey location, because we're going to be at the headquarters there for like a symposium of different brand leaders.
Symposium?
I don't know. I just kind of made up that word. I don't know if that's technically what they're calling it.
It's
but
a good word.
So that is September 16th, that event. So if you're around in the Jersey area, East Rutherford Vitamin Shoppe will be there. David Dodger will be there representing the brand as well with the new Unmatched Mobile. He'll be visiting Vitamin Shoppes nationwide here shortly. So yeah, a lot going on with that brand. I will say that we have new flavors already in the works for all the products. I'm not going to run through all the products here. It's going to take too long. And we have another pre-workout coming. So BH2K, our flagship pre-workout, is not launching in Vitamin Shoppe. Another one, which I'm not going to talk in detail about, another one is launching in October in Vitamin Shoppe, specifically for Vitamin Shoppe. Now, it will be available elsewhere, but we work very closely with their team based on, you know, different industry trends. This product is going to be awesome.
It's going to do really well.
Yeah. So that pre-workout, that stim-based pre-workout will be rolling out into Vitamin Shoppe. Right now, they only have the Dissident, which is the non-stim pre, Electroshred, the hydration product, and Longevity EAA, our EAA product, and the protein, and Immuno IgG. But there are other SKUs that are just got approved, hint, hint, that we'll be talking about that will be rolling out there as well. Good stuff. So that's Unmatched. And then we just launched, how long is it? 2 weeks ago?
No, last week.
Was it last week? Man. This is the...
So yeah, I guess 2 weeks and on Monday.
The Fun Sweets Orange Cream. One of the best tasting products that we ever did. So they have their orange cream cotton candy. This is one of their top sellers. And I love orange cream to begin with, but we did it in the Pump. We did it in the Fury. We did it in the Hydrate, and I think the fan favorite is the IsoClear. So this is like ridiculous. IsoClear has been doing amazingly well for us in all the Fun Sweets flavors, the Cherry Berry and the Blue Raz. If you haven't tried it, it's like a clear, it's a clear ISO. So it's like, instead of like your thick milky ISO, it's more refreshing and clear. And it's just, it's the perfect, the orange cream is perfect because that tiny bit of milky taste in there is perfect for the cream. So it works really well, and people are excited about that. I've been crushing this as my pre-workout stack, the Hydrate, the Pump, and the Fury, and man, I'm like in heaven driving to the gym. It's so good. It is so good.
I think we still have some promo boxes available.
Yeah, and this, for the first time, we opened up the promo boxes. We actually took it down, but we did find some more boxes, so we just added it back up. So these boxes are available if you want to get the whole stack, which every time we do these promo boxes, you know, people get excited about them. They're like, how do I get one? I'm like, sorry, Mike, can't get one.
That's pretty good. You went to Australia?
Yeah, I don't know. I just went to Australia for a minute. But yeah, so there might be a couple left on the site if you want to grab all of these flavors, et cetera, et cetera. The one final thing, we're coming up on 25 minutes. That's a good spot for us updates.
It's a good spot.
That's where we need to be. The one other thing that I want to go over is, and I hinted at it at the last updates, was the biggest license deal that we've ever done for any of our brands. is launching September 20th. So when this goes live around, this will go live around September 3rd. Within the next 2 or 3 days, you'll see the first teaser for this collaboration. And then over the next week or so, we will then make the announcement and talk about what we are doing with this collaboration. And then it will finally be released on the 20th. So this has been a massive project. From top to bottom, I don't think there has been a more integrated experience in the supplement licensing area than this project. So right here, hold on. There it is.
That's it.
What do you think, guys?
It's a nice box, Doug.
It is a really nice box. It's a nice.
It's nice and white.
It's a great white box.
Yeah.
This is it, folks.
It's got a nice square. Now, square next time, edge to it. Oh, it's a rectangle. Is it square or rectangle?
But it's really nice because it's got magnets and it's like very sturdy.
Yeah, it's very sturdy.
But I won't. There's even other bells and whistles here, but I'm not going to release all that yet. But just know what's in this box is the culmination of like a year of work. And I really feel like we captured everything about this license in these products and in the presentation and experience of the products. So, I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, I want to say so much.
We probably should do a updates, just a updates on this because, you know, this is really the culmination of 20 years in this industry and, you know, basically everything we've done from a branding perspective, we pulled together on this one. So from the lids to the seals to the neck bands to the labeling to the layers of the labeling to the experience of the product to what's inside the product to just, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. This is... I'm super excited about this. This is near and dear to my heart. The team has worked extremely hard on this, and I hope you guys will see that when we can finally release this. But you guys are going to be blown away by this. I can't say any more than that.
I think you just dropped the mic.
Dropped the mic.
Yeah.
What else you got? Is that it?
I think that's it. Until next time.
I think we did it.
All right. We're back in the game, dude. I feel good about it.
Until next time. When we reveal what is in this big white box, keep crushing it.